Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Martin. Good of you to join me here on Money and Me. We are taking the temperature of how REITs are doing here in Singapore. It's earnings season, once again in full swing, and the REIT sector first in line to report its financial results. Just an overview, 42 REITs and property trusts listed here in Singapore, combined market cap of nearly $100 billion. Different REITs, of course, deliver different results depending on the sectors that they're in. And all this week, really, we've been looking at how sectors could be impacted by whether or not we see interest rates rise or fall in the second half of the year. On top of that, all eyes are going to be scrutinizing how REITs are coping with high inflation presently and surging interest rates. So, based on these latest financial results, who are the winners and the losers so far? Kenny Lowe is a REIT specialist and independent financial advisor. First up, Kenny, good morning. I want to ask you, everybody's all over the Singapore budget and how it benefits individuals and households and businesses. When it comes to the REIT sector, I guess people are looking at those buyer stamp duty hikes. What stood out for you?
Hey, good morning, Michelle. You always caught me by surprise. Suddenly come up with a budget question to me, by the way. Okay, I don't have a chance to read in detail what would the budget about, but immediately that caught my attention is the increase of the buyer stamp duty. I think increase of 5% for certain valuation of the property itself. So that makes the physical property investing in Singapore, be it the residential or industrial or commercial, for the individual investor, maybe not so attractive anymore because you have to pay additional buyer stamp duty of additional about 1%. And alternatively, if the investor, they want to save this 1%, they actually, there's an alternative to invest in the REIT. That's how I look at it. So it's a good news to the REIT sector in Singapore because that provide the investor an alternative space to invest.
Oh, that's great, Kenny. I like how you see that. Thank you for your perspective. All right, let's start with an overview of S-REIT's earnings season so far. Are we seeing mixed results, Kenny?
It's pretty a mixed result if you look at the DPO trend itself. Okay, I just go by the sector. In terms of the DPO increase year on year based on the past 12 month distribution, hospitality sector basically is quite consistently have a DPO increase. I can see it from the latest earning from Escort, CTL, and also Far East. And the data center itself also having a good DPO growth trend. And industrial sector, basically, they are mixed. Some of them have a growth in DPO. Some of them has a decline in DPO. In general, the retail sector has growth in DPO, which is not a surprise due to the China reopening and also the better economic condition. The worst performing sector, I would say, will be the U.S. commercial office. I can see consistent decline in terms of DPO from Manulife REIT, Keppel Pacific Oak REIT, and also Prime US REIT. It's very, very consistent. That's more on the DPO side. In terms of valuation side, okay, I just summarize what I have observed based on the earnings result. REIT with overseas exposure, for example, those REIT have a physical property or commercial office or industrial property in US, UK, and even Australia. Consistently, we see the drop in valuation. It is quite consistent. And surprisingly, Singapore REIT sector and those REIT with exposure in Singapore, be it the commercial office or the retail office, actually they have a gain in the net the asset value. I can see it from the Keppel REIT and also Suntec REIT, the earnings result. So in short, Singapore is holding well compared to the other regions.
Remind us who the top performers so far are in your book.
Top performers for year-to-date, January, basically, there are two different categories. And also, the result a little bit surprising to me. The top-performing REIT for this year, basically, they are from those REIT being beaten down. They have a wide exposure on the overseas property. For example, Prime US REIT, they have 100% commercial office in US. Cromwell, they have an industrial office and also logistic, a warehouse in Europe. Elite Commercial REIT, they have a commercial office in UK. Those REIT actually, they performed quite well this year after the strong rebound beginning of the year. This is probably due to the reason they have been oversold in Q4 2022. Now it's just doing a catching up. Another sector which is have a sterling performance would be the data center. Keppel Data Center REIT and also Digital Core REIT has a very strong rebound until yesterday. That means that REIT actually is cyclical. Whatever sold down last year, basically this year, actually they rebound pretty fast.
I see. What are you seeing if you look through the lens of the net asset value for different sectors, the US and the European sector, for example?
Actually, the net asset value dropped pretty significantly for the US commercial REIT itself. It can drop up to around 10%. I don't know. I don't have the exact number, but I can see a significant drop based on the last presentation because I plot the trend chart. I can see that like jumping off of the cliff in terms of net asset value. Actually, on the drop in the net asset value, that actually pushed up a gearing for some of the REIT, especially on those with exposure in U.S. commercial office. That's why you can see the gearing for Manulife U.S. REIT, Prime U.S. REIT, and also Keppel Pacific REIT. Actually, the gearing has spiked up quite a lot.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about gearing ratios then. Where are you seeing significant movements?
Significant movement probably you still coming from the overseas REIT because if you look at the formula itself, the gearing ratio basically is the total liability divided by the total asset value. If the total asset value drops due to the drop in valuation itself, your gearing ratio will spike up. But besides just purely looking at the gearing ratio, what we need to pay attention is the percentage of a fixed rate, what would be the interest rate expense impact, at the same time would be more on the interest coverage ratio. So I will pay a lot more attention to the interest coverage ratio because that will show the ability of the REIT itself to pay off their interest expense instead of the gearing ratio. That is much more important financial ratio the investor have to pay attention to.
And when it comes to S-REIT performance, do you think that S-REIT seem to be defying the sense that recession is on the horizon? Why are they starting so well in 2023?
Right. And in most of the retail investor mind, is a recession probably is bad for REIT itself. But this year, actually, REIT rebound pretty strongly. I think probably due to the three main reasons. The first reason is basically we are seeing the potential peaking of interest rate in 2023, and that will provide some visibility and also relief. Because last year itself, nobody know how high the interest can go. So quite a number of investors and even the big institution itself, they are just holding back and they do not want to take risk to really enter in the market. So that is one of the reasons, picking up interest rate and everything more stabilized and the risk appetite is coming in. That was the first reason. The second reason was in Q4 last year, basically the yield spread itself, we can see that actually short-term rate going up pretty fast, pretty high. We can see our T-bill go up above 4%. But on another hand, if you pay attention to the 10-year government bond yield, basically 10-year government bond yield is coming down, right? That provides the inverted yield curve. And because of the yield spread at the end of the 2022, the yield spread can go up. Actually go up as high as 4.69%. And that actually provides a very good risk premium for investors to take risk. And because of that yield spread, that provides a good entry opportunity for investors to really buy into a Singapore REIT. Now, at the present moment, the yield spread is about 3.11. By the way, the definition of yield spread is Singapore, the yield of a average Singapore REIT versus the 10-year Singapore government bond yield. That was the second reason. The third reason, the reason probably is a sentiment of the U.S. market and also China market. We have seen that the Hang Seng has already rebounded strongly from November last year, rebounded up to 40%. And at the present moment, the Hang Seng index has already moved above the 200-day moving average, which is a bullish signal. And at the same time, Dow Jones Industrial, S&P 500, NASDAQ, they are all probably already entered in the bull market. They have already also moved above the 200-day moving average. So all in all, China and also U.S. being the two biggest world economy, the stock market has already moved in the bullish territory. That will probably provide a risk-on scenario for the investor to really re-enter the market again.
Kenny Lowe is my REIT specialist joining us live here on Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. Kenny, what are sort of the bullish or the bearish signals that you're looking out for in the S-REIT market?
Yeah, I'm looking at from a three perspectives. One is from fundamental analysis, point of view. The other thing is technical analysis and the macro analysis. So just now I have mentioned from the technical analysis itself, overall market sentiment is quite positive now from the U.S. market and also the China market. So, and also the other reason is we are just moving out from the worst year in terms of the bond performance and also the equity performance 2022. Now this year is supposed to be better. And if you look at the REIT index itself, they actually rebounded strongly from the bottom of Q4 last year. At the present moment, they're also still sitting at a critical support level of 740 for the FTSE REIT index. So if the FTSE REIT index can move above the 200-day moving average, which is about at 770 points, we have about 4% more to go. So if the REIT index move up to another additional 4% positive territory, then we'll probably, as REIT, you'll be entered in the bullish mode. That is more from a technical analysis. From fundamental analysis itself, in view of all the negative news, but some of the REIT, they are still performing quite well and also growing their DPU. So as long as the REIT continue to grow their DPU, and that will provide a good price support on the REIT itself. In terms of macro, we are seeing the potential peaking of the interest rate, and also probably due to the China reopening, especially this part of the region, probably China can bring us out and also help in the global economic recovery. So as long as the DBO continue to grow, the economic recovery continue to doing well this year, but not worsen, I think that we'll be pretty soon enter in the bullish market for S-REIT in general.
I bet S-REIT investors love the sound of those words. And when you talk about where, you know, when we think about where we should be putting our money or could be putting our money, if we look at last year, S-REIT investors lost 10.7% 2022, even after they accounted for dividends from their REIT investments, apparently. In contrast, those who invested in the STI would have earned a positive 8.4% return, including a 4.1% dividend yield for last year. So as an independent financial advisor, what are you sharing with your clients about, you know, how they could be calibrating their investment portfolio this year?
Yeah. Actually, last year when I went to some recommendation to my investor itself, I think 80% of the investor, they are still very scared to enter in the market. But we all know that every bear market would be followed by the bull market. It's only when it's going to happen. And during the bear market is the best time to accumulate and buy good company at a huge discount. And that is a point that we can maximize our wealth if we are able to buy good company at a huge discount and also multiply our wealth and also shorten our accumulation period. So we have already passed the bottom of last year, which is the bottom fishing. But at the present moment, the market presents us another opportunity because technically, we are just moving into the bull market territory. So I would recommend the investor use this opportunity. Don't miss out this entry opportunity to really start to build a diversified portfolio. But more importantly, need to focus on the objective first, because there are two objectives for the investor to play in 2023. One is if they are focusing on dividend play, they should look at the Singapore REIT as one of the asset class. On another asset class would be the short on investment grade fixed income. Because due to the huge interest rate high, the bond price has already gone down a lot. Now at the present moment, the bond price and also the bond yield spread is pretty attractive. So stay with the investment grade, that will be the safer kind of asset class. That will be a dividend play. And this dividend portfolio comprised of the REIT and also the fixed income can give an investor between 4 to 5% a dividend yield every year. It is quite a decent, at least that we can catch our inflation a little bit. Inflation is pretty high at the present moment. So that is more on the dividend play. And the second portfolio would be the growth of portfolio. We know that technology disruption and also China reopening will be the thematic play moving forward. And we shall probably, you know, ChatGPT is so hot now. If you have chance to play with the ChatGPT, you can really have a lot of imagination. How is the world going to transform moving forward? And we have the AI itself to really help us to make a lot of decisions. And also automate a lot of process and also even take away some of the decision making from human being. there will be a lot more application and a lot more ecosystem you will build around the whole ChatGPT so-called platform. So you just imagine that if the AI is going to kick off now and also trigger a lot of additional application, the world of investment will change. There are a lot more new companies will be coming up or growing strongly, and there will be some of the company probably will be obsolete because of the obsolescence on technology itself. They may go downhill. So investors should also take a look would be what would be the thematic portfolio moving forward, what will be the thematic plan to grow their investment portfolio or really a retirement portfolio moving forward.
Amazing overview. So as an investor, you're monitoring closely, and you think that just as, you know, we might have moved out of the bear market, but there's still a window of opportunity, correct?
Yes. There's a very short window of opportunity because the best time to accumulate is when everybody is in fear, like what Warren Buffett said, right? We do not want to wait for the whole bull market to return and buy at top. That is not a wise thing to do. If you want to wait for everything to be clear, the sky is clear, and you enter in the market, everybody can see it, that is already at a high.
And we are in the midst of big change because you sound really excited about the potential of artificial intelligence, not necessarily pure AI stock plays, but the impact that will have on our world and the kind of companies that will grow up around it. Is that right?
Right, that's right. If you have chance, you can take a look at the Art Investing. They have a big idea, a presentation. I think, I don't know how many hundred pages. They show about what would be the future trend, and in terms of the therapy, in terms of cancer, molecular, and also space technology, that give us an insight what would be the future looks like. So the report itself, I think that I'm not sure whether it's available in the internet itself, right? Basically, I take a look into those reports on those big ideas. It's pretty amazing. There will be a lot of changes coming to really affect our life.
Well, thank you for that resource. We do appreciate it, Kenny, because this is one of the hottest investment themes of 2023, artificial intelligence. So we're definitely going to be checking that report out. Thank you, as always, for joining us, Kenny. Have a great day ahead.
Okay, thank you, Michelle.
He's Kenny Lowe, REIT specialist and independent financial advisor, joining me this morning on Money and Me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.